Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, and the village of Groveton, the land where summer is on a Tuesday, it's the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Or you can call me North Country Fred. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s up to today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ. Thanks for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a show that you never know what I'm going to play or what's going to happen. I know it's baffling and possibly frustrating, and I may have lost my last regular listener. C'est la vie when you're a radio DJ. All right, today on the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to learn how to play the bongos.
Hear the happy sound of those bongo drums. If you can tap your toes or clap your hands, you too can play the bongos. Just listen as Willie Rodriguez gives you a personal lesson complete on one side of this long playing record. He teaches you all the secrets of the bongo beat, and the band plays three selections for you yourself to add the bongos. Then for your listening pleasure, you hear Willie himself playing those three numbers, plus four more, with Chuck Sagal and his orchestra. Now for your bongo instruction, here's Willie Rodriguez.
This is the description of the bongos. They are two small barrels with drum heads only on one side. The small drum is about 7 inches in diameter, and the large bongo is about 9 to 10 inches. The depth of the bongos is about 8 inches. The small bongo is called the male. Now, the big drum is the female. The male has to be on the left-hand side. The barrel should be cradled on the bend of the knees. The right hand, that way, has more leeway to move from the small drum to the big drum. The heel of the left hand rests on the rim of the male bongo. You work with the thumb and fingers. Right hand is played with the index finger. The Spanish name for the basic rhythm is martilleo, hammer. So martilleo actually means hammering. When you hear this basic rhythm, you realize that there's quite a connection between the name and the rhythm. This martilleo will go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 beats in every bar. Naturally, I'm talking about the standard 4-4 bar, which amounts to 8 eighth notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Strict tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4 are beats played with the right hand. Now the in-between notes, which we call ands, are played with the left hand. The movement of the left hand is a rolling motion. The thumb or the fingers should be at all times resting on the head. The left hand plays on the in-between beats of the 4 beats of the bar. The first beat played with the left hand will be with the fingers. Once you hit with the fingers, you leave the fingers on the head. The thumb is already up. The and beat after 2 will be with the thumb. And here we go again with the rolling motion. 1, 2, 3, 4. So on. The beats played with the right hand fall on the 4 beats of the bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. This right hand is a little more complicated because you have to get 3 different sounds in these 4 beats. The first and third beat is exactly the same. The sound we want to get is a dead rim shot. You get the rim shot by hitting the tip of the index finger on the edge of the small drum with the left hand muffling against the head. This is the sound. So here we go, a couple of bars like that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Clear? Now let's work on the second beat of the bar. With the right hand index finger, you hit the off-center of the male drum with the left hand fingers resting on the head. As of now, we have, from the right hand, 3 beats of the bar. 1 is a rim shot. 2 off-center. 3 rim shot. 4 we don't have yet. So here goes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rim, off-center, rim. Rim, off-center, rim. The 4th beat alone is played with the right hand index finger in a curved motion off center of the female drum. Make that curve from the left side of your body out toward the right, like this. You should get an extra overtone. Here it goes. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and one and two and three and one and two and three and. Now this is what happens with the right hand. We got three sounds. One rim shot on the male drum. Two off-center on the male drum. Three rim shot on the male drum. Four off-center on the female drum. So here goes. One, two, three, four. Right hand only. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Rim, off-center, rim, off-center, rim, off-center, rim, off-center. Now we'll take both hands independently. Let's remember the rolling action and that it starts with the thumb of the left hand down on the drum. Naturally, the first hand played in the bar will be with the fingers. So here it goes. One and two and three and four and fingers, thumb, fingers, thumb, fingers, thumb, fingers, thumb. Right hand plays on one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Rim, off center, rim, off center, rim, off center, rim, off center. Put them all together. Instead of using off center, I'll say off. Here goes the whole bar. Remember, starts with the right hand. And the first hand of the left hand is with the fingers. One and two and three and four and. Rim, finger, off, thumb, rim, finger, off, thumb, rim, finger, off, thumb, rim, finger, off, thumb. This is the way this martillero rhythm will sound on a slow number as played in our record of La Paloma. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Now play along with our arrangement of La Paloma, taking my place. Thank you. Now this is the way the martillero rhythm should sound in what we might call medium tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Once again, take my place while we play this medium tempo. This is the way the martillero rhythm should sound in a fast tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, take my place as we play this fast number. We'll be right back. By now, you should know how to play the martillo rhythm. When you play bongos on jazz bands, you have to give a slight accent on the second and fourth beats. I'll demonstrate it for you on the drum. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Same rhythm as I played before, embellished by a few different sounds and beats. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now turn the record over and listen to the bongos played with the big band. Have a ball.
Thank you. Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. The coconut crab is the 800-pound gorilla of many tropical beaches. Not only is it the biggest and strongest crab on land, it'll eat just about anything, animal, vegetable, or even mineral. Coconut crabs are found in tropical environments in the Indian and southwestern Pacific Oceans. They hatch in the sea, where they float around for a few weeks. They then move ashore, where they live in the discarded shells of other creatures. The crabs lose the shells when they become adults. They stay close to the beach, but they don't go back in the water. They have lungs instead of gills, so they drown if they stay underwater for long. An adult coconut crab has a leg span of about 3 feet and can weigh up to 9 pounds. It has powerful claws that can crack open a coconut and scoop out the meat. It can even climb a tree to knock a coconut to the ground. The crabs also have been seen to climb trees to attack seabirds. Most of their diet consists of fruits, seeds, and dead animals. They eat abandoned shells for their calcium, but they sometimes grab birds, rats, or even other crabs. And they steal many human artifacts, from pots and pans to firearms, so they're also known as robber crabs. Coconut crabs have been wiped out in some regions. They're hunted for their meat, crowded out by human development, and damaged by higher sea level and warmer oceans. Some areas offer legal protection, a helping hand, or claw, for these giants of the beach. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Mr. Late Night himself, Steve Allen from 1956, recorded on the Coral label. That was the theme from Picnic. And yeah, we're just about at a point where we can actually have picnics up here in the North Country. Wonderful. Exploring the Thrift Shop is like an endless journey of music. You never know where we're going to go or where we're going to end up. Let's head on over to Japan. Thank you. two really cool versions of the same song. We started off with Minoru Murakawa and The Positive and the Negative. He was the one who composed that tune. And then we heard a cover by Surprise Chef. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And Surprise Chef has a brand new album dropping, oh, I think in a couple of weeks. So you're going to be hearing that on the Radio Thrift Shop. So until our next broadcast, take good care of yourself, take good care of your communities, and take good care of those you love. That's what we're here for.